Well, grab your Bible because you're going to need it in a minute. You're going to need to be looking at the text. And open up to the book of Zechariah. And we're going to read verses 1 through 6 of the first chapter of Zechariah. And I'm going to be answering a question today. And the question is, who is the Lord of hosts? Who is the Lord of hosts? So let's read Zechariah chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. In the eighth month of the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, the prophet, saying, "The Lord has been very angry with your fathers. Therefore say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, return to me, says the Lord of hosts, return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. Do not be like your fathers, to whom the former prophets preached, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts. Turn now from your evil ways and your evil deeds. But they did not hear nor heed me, says the Lord. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? Yet surely my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants the prophets, did they not overtake your fathers? So they returned and said, just as the Lord of hosts determined to do to us, according to our ways and according to our deeds, so he has dealt with us." Let's pray briefly before we dive in to this question. Lord, we do thank you for this opportunity, and we ask that you would bless both the reading and the preaching of your word as it goes out on whatever means you have determined someone hear it. In your gracious name, we ask these things. Amen. Well, in Hebrew literature, particularly in Scripture, the name was more than just what you call someone, and oftentimes it had a prophetic meaning. So think about Abraham, who was a father of many nations, which is what his name meant. Think about David, whose name meant beloved of God, and that special relationship that David seems to have in the Scriptures. Or even Samuel, whose name means heard of God. How, yes, his mother was heard by God, but also how Samuel, being a prophet, had that particular relationship with God, of having his special ear. Well, with God, his names give us a glimpse of who God is. They teach us his attributes. They teach us what he is like. They teach us the perfections of God. And in our text, the name the Lord of hosts is used just in these few verses 5 times. It's used 3 times in verse 3 alone, and I think it's 46 times in just the little book of Zechariah that the name the Lord of hosts is used. So if we're going to understand what Zechariah has for us, what God has intended for us to learn from this book, then we need to know what the Lord of hosts means in Scripture. Well, this passage is a call to repentance. In verse 4, he tells them, do not be like your fathers, to whom the prophets preached. And then down in verse 6, he says, yet surely my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants, the prophets, did they not overtake your fathers? This is a call to repentance that Zechariah is giving. This is a message to turn from their sins. Now, as Zechariah prophesied, a number of the captives had returned. So what he's referring to, what came on their fathers, was their fathers, many generations ago, had rebelled against the Lord, had engaged in idolatry, and had embraced a form of syncretism, which is blending religions into Yahweh worship, or the worship of the true God. And God had threatened them with judgment and called them to repentance many times through his prophets, and they rejected that. And so God sent the Babylonians to destroy their house of worship. They slaughtered some of the people of God. and they captured others and dispersed others. It was a very difficult time in Israel's history. Well, in Zechariah's day, many of those captives had been brought back, and he had commissioned them to rebuild the temple, the house of worship, because in his providence, in time, he had determined that the Messiah would come to that temple eventually. Well, due to opposition, they had let the temple, or what was to be the temple, simply sit there for roughly 12 years, and the ministry of Zechariah and Haggai was to call them back to repentance and call them back to fidelity and say, get up off your behind and get to work rebuilding the temple. Their spiritual laziness and slothfulness is what Zechariah is telling them to repent of, as well as their fear of man and opposition to the work that God had called them to. And it wasn't just Zechariah calling them to repentance. It was the Lord of hosts. So what does the Lord of hosts mean? Well, if you look at your Bible, anytime you see Lord in all capital letters, if you're a student of the Bible for any number of years, I'm sure you know this already, but the Lord in capital letters in English Bibles is the covenant name for God. Sometimes it's pronounced Yahweh by more modern scholars. Some tools that I have put it as Jehovah, and then the older theologians just simply said Jehovah. And I'm not going to debate on the pronunciation of the ancient Hebrew name for God. I'll leave that to the scholars. But the question essentially is, what does the name mean? What is the meaning of the name? What does this teach us about God? And the formal presentation of this name is given in Exodus chapter 3, when Moses sees a burning bush that is not consumed by the fire, and the Lord speaks to him through this bush, and he tells Moses, you're going to be my servant, the one whom I have chosen to go and bring my people out from slavery in Egypt. And then Moses says, well, who do I tell them is the God of their fathers that is calling them out of Egypt? And then he says, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me to you. And I am is that name, Yahweh or Jehovah. Consider the magnitude of what he is saying. He is going into a context of many gods, which is what the Egyptians worshipped, and in all likelihood what the Israelites, the descendants of Israel, had adopted there, or at least blended with what their traditions were. And he is saying, no, these are not the gods made by man or created in the minds of men. This is I am. Not who merely was or who merely will be, but the one who always has been and who always will be. God has in his very nature and being what is being itself. He always has been and he always will be. He is the unchanging God. And this is the God that has made a covenant with his people. He is their God and they are his people. I am who I am. I always will be what I am. I am the unchanging and eternally existent God. And that is what the Lord means. That's a snapshot of what Yahweh or Jehovah means in the Lord of hosts. But what does hosts mean? Well, throughout Scripture, it's used in different ways. It can refer to even the hosts of all the stars in the skies. But more often than not, the word hosts refers to a gathered army of people. So essentially what he's saying is he is the Lord of armies, or the Lord of those hosts of men gathered for battle. But to which army or to which hosts does this refer? Well, we have several things throughout Scripture. In Joshua 5, verses 13 through 15, The armies of Israel are on a road traveling, multitudes of Israelites on a road traveling, and Joshua, their leader at this time, and they are met on the road by a man who has his sword drawn, and Joshua essentially asks him, "Are you with us or are you with our enemies? You know, to whom do you belong?" And he says, "No, I am the commander of the hosts," or of the army of Jehovah. So, and then Joshua falls down and worships this person. So we see that Jehovah, whom he, this is called a theophany, and if you're really, really good, you would call it a Christophany. But this is, that's another subject for another day. But Joshua falls down and worships this person, and he is the commander of the army of Jehovah. So part of what it means to be the Lord of hosts is to be in command of the armies of the people of God. But there's also another aspect of this, and that is found in Isaiah chapter 10. And in Isaiah 10, the Lord calls the Assyrians, who were great enemies of the people of God, he calls them his rod, or his staff of his anger or indignation. And he is telling the people of God, "I am bringing Assyria against you as a form of judgment on you," which is a very interesting thing if you think about it, because the Lord is saying, the Lord of hosts is saying, "I am bringing this pagan army on you as a form of judgment." And so in so doing, he is saying, "I am the commander of the army of Assyria as well, and by extension, all the other armies in the world."